Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon bunts towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Skowron moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Peters picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peters. Askew goes all the way around to score. Gonzalez moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-1 in the game. Houser bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Tiant moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Tiant moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tiant scores. There goes Davalillo trying to get to third. McCraw throws the ball into Ward, who tags Davalillo for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Gonzalez moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater pinch hits for Bob Locker. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gonzalez trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Martin who tags Gonzalez who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Don McMahon now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.